News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Local leaders are reacting to an investigation by the Texas Rangers into Texas Southern University. An interim report from the state auditor alleges major financial mismanagement totaling hundreds of millions of dollars. News 88.7's Bianca Seward reports the investigation was pushed for by Governor Greg Abbott.
Houston area Democratic State Senator Boris Miles calls the launch of the investigation, quote, deeply concerning. And if true, the allegations are unacceptable. But he believes most of the mismanagement was not fraud.
There's a difference between misuse and filing and recording and properly documenting the use of money.
TSU was a public university and one of the largest historically black colleges and universities in the country. Miles says for years there have been attempts to strip TSU of its independence.
I wasn't overly surprised. You know, the takeover of Texas Southern has been talked about since 1968.
In a statement, TSU says they have enacted corrective measures prior to the release of the interim report. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
State Auditor Lisa Collier is scheduled to meet with Texas Southern University officials today. Senator Miles says he will be attending the meeting as well. A provision to reopen the federal government has dealt a blow to the Texas hemp industry. Our Tom Perumian is here with me live now with analysis and comments on the wide-ranging new law. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Matt. The bill bans all hemp products with THC by closing a loophole through which marijuana and THC products have flourished. Melanie Carpenter operates Serenity Organics in Missouri City, south of Houston.
It's dire. We feel like we're back where we were a few months ago in the state of Texas. But there will be time to put together a proposal back or a reasonable regulation. So we would have, as I understand it, a year to do that.
Texas state lawmakers initially passed a ban on THC products during the regular session, but Governor Greg Abbott vetoed it, expressing concern the ban wouldn't survive a legal challenge. The legislature then took the measure up again this summer, but was unable to pass a bill before the clock ran out on the second special session. Matt?
All right, Tom. The new law would not go into effect until next year, at the end of next year. And Renee Cross at the University of Houston says it will be difficult to reverse.
Even if the hemp lobby comes in strong next year, that alcohol lobby is also going to come in strong. And they want to see hemp banned.
Cross was a guest on Houston Matters. And the Galveston City Council is expected to vote today on a proposal that they say would hold short-term rental owners more accountable to their tenants' actions. Under the ordinance, a short-term rental host could lose their license to rent if three complaints are filed within a single year. Several owners say this would significantly impact their business operations, while supporters say it would limit bad actors. If approved, enforcement would begin next year. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.7.